Proclamation number 5987 of 28th of June, 1954. Warning against false prophets. I take care of my own, and every spiritual and earthly request will be granted, for my own will also only grant me earthly requests as the Spirit from me gives them. And spiritually I always provide for them according to their will, spiritually they are guided and cared for by me, because the attainment of my kingdom. The spiritual well-being of their souls is the first thing they strive for, and therefore my Spirit can also work in them. And therefore they can go their way without worry, it is the right one, because I myself guide them. Beware of false prophets, yet know that there are also genuine ones, otherwise I would not have warned against the false ones. But you can recognize genuine prophets by their nature and their work. They only strive selflessly to protect their fellow human beings from disaster, from Satan's influence, from their spiritual downfall. Therefore they proclaim Jesus Christ, who alone can snatch people from that influence, who alone is their Savior and Redeemer and leads them to eternal life. These prophets proclaim the Lord completely unselfishly and at the same time point out God's judgment which will befall people if their words are not believed. They announce to people what is in store for them if they continue to walk their own paths. But only their concern for the salvation of their souls drives these messengers to sound their calls of admonition and warning. Wherever you meet such prophets, there let my words come to you. Listen when they speak to you and don't reject them, for their love drives them to do so, and that is why I also sent them amongst people to announce the near end to them so that they don't fall prey to it. Therefore you should not reject everyone who announces the approaching judgment to you, for he only wants to save you and not just frighten you. But many also seek to gain a source of income in such an office. They associate it with an earthly purpose, and these are not servants of God but servants of Satan. For my adversary wants to cause confusion amongst people, and thus he, too, will make use of my words. He, too, will speak of the end in order to make people believe that he is speaking on my behalf, in order to then direct people's thoughts towards their earthly life, in order to then cause them to pay more homage than ever to the world, and he will know how to portray the world in such bright colors that people's love will be increasingly more turned towards the world. Many false prophets will appear before the end. All of them will make use of the statement of the true prophets, who will also proclaim what is to come, yet not with regard to my kingdom but only ever put their earthly aims first, but who also make use of my words yet are not unselfish but seek to gain their own advantages. And therefore their speeches will not correspond to the truth, therefore worldliness will still shine forth too much from their speeches. For anyone who still belongs to the world cannot deny it. But you humans can sense who has been sent to you by me if you want to be mine and stand in truth. Then you will clearly recognize who is speaking to you, and you will follow the call of the true prophets, for they only want to lead you to me, they don't want anything for themselves and they despise the world. Amen.